I'm going to start with the Gemara before the Mishnah and Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Rabbana, lo yachlifenu b'shel acher. The pasuk lo yachlifenu is referring to a carbon b'shel acher, v'lo yomer oso b'shel atzmo. Lo yomer oso is when the behemoths are yours. Lichtov lo yachlifenu, v'lo boy lo yomer oso. So once you already tell us that there's tmura, so what do you need to tell me about lo yomer, which is referring to when the behemoths are yours? Because of hachi, you have a mina tetsi zu, biti kone zuhu de tilki. Abul neimer de travay kamatish luhu emelo laki, kamash malam. So you would have thought, had you only had lo yachli fenu, b'shal acherim, you would have thought that there's only malchus, there's only an isser of tmura, only in a case where he at least seemingly was being machaven for Tetze Zu V'tikane Zu, that he's going to be motzi, the Kedushas HaKarbon from one behema and be makdish the other behema. But when it's but Lo Yomer, which is where they're both yours, so seemingly the Gemara is saying where he intends that they both should be hekdish. So maybe you would think that there's no malchus, kamash malon. Rashi highlights that lo yachli fenu seems to be referring to a case where the person intended to be motzi the kedushas hakarbon from one behema and be makdish the other behema, and lo yomir is when he intended them both to be kadosh. He says chiluf teitzei zu v'tikane zu v'hasam afal gav lahani midin the hektish tam in yotze l'chulin. There's no such thing as being motzi a carbon from behemoth tmima to be chulin. Afilu hachi lo ki holven is chavin lahotzi hekdesh l'chulin. Since he was machavin to do so, so therefore he would get malchus. But you would think in a different case where they're both, where he's not being mischavin to be motzi one behema from his kedusha, that he wouldn't get malchus kamash malon, that it's not. So, you know, I'm saying it a lot of times, but the simple read in the Gemara is that lo yachli fenu, the person's trying to be, is teitzei zu v'tikane zu, and lo yomer is where they're both remaining hektish, they're both remaining korbanos. You know, whether it's that the lashon of lo yachli fenu is mashma like that, or it's because of, since it's referring to b'shal acherim, therefore that implies teitzei zu v'tikane zu, the Sheet Mikubetzis goes back and forth about that in Hashmatis, and I'm not going to discuss that. So, going back to one of the Gemaras in the Suga of Yav and Mahani, Yav and Lo Mahani, that was not the impression you would have gotten. The Gemara on Daf Hey says, just to refresh, V'arei t'mura, domer achmano lo yachli fenu, v'lo yomer oso, v'tana, lo shadim reshai lo hamer, l'shem heimir mumer, v'sov v'sar boim. So there's an isser of t'mura, but if you do it, it works. Alma mahani, t'yufta d'ravu, holds the ovid lo mahani, amr l'cha, shani hasim domer krav, l'ha yuhu t'murosi ekorish. There's a gzeir sakasov that, even though in general yovid lo mahani, but t'mura is still going to be chal on the second behema. L'abaye, ilav domer achmano, v'ha yuhu t'muroso, hava minit teitzei zu, v'tikane zu, kamash malon. That, Abaye, the Gzeres HaKosov of Yehud Murasa Yekodesh, tells us that you would have thought Yovan Mahani, and it's Teitzei Zu that the first carbon becomes Chulin, and the Tikane Zu, and the other one becomes, now the other one is a carbon, Kamash Malon, that they both remain, Kadosh. So, the Marin Daf test sounds like the case of Lo Yomer, that's not what he tried to do. He wasn't trying to be motzi from one Teitzei Zu V'tikane Zu. The Gemara said only Lo Yachli Fenu is Teitzei Zu V'tikane Zu. So, you could say, and that would be what you would probably want to say, I think, that the Gemara is saying in Lo Yachli Fenu, what do you need according to Abaye, the pasuk of V'hut Merosi Yekodesh, we already know Yehovin Mahani, that when you're trying to do Teitzei Zu V'tikane Zu, that it works. So it tells you, so in that case, so the first behemoth will remain a carbon, but in regards to Lo Yomir, you seemingly would not have needed any psukim to tell you that that they're both kaddish if you hold Yav Mahani, because that's what you were trying to do.
Couldn't you say that when you're doing Hamara, so then it just doesn't work like you intended. You do end up drawing the Kedusha, but it's still, for whatever reason, it's still going to be Kadosh Mitzad, the Rishon. I'm sorry, that it's still going to do it only through the affecting the Kedusha, the transfer from the Rishon to the Sheni. In other words, you want it to be Makish, the Sheni, and have the Rishon remain Hektish. That doesn't work. But what you did doesn't succeed, in fact, in being Makish to Sheni. So that's why the Chiddush is.
Well, you would have thought Iyav and Mahani is not everything you were trying to do works, but just you're saying the end goal.
You wanted the both of them to be Kaddish. Right. You didn't want to actually remove the Kedusha from the first book, but what you did is actually an act of being Ma'aver the Kedusha one to the third, and it's successful because Iyav Mahani.
If you only have Mahani, so shouldn't everything you're trying to do work?
You're not being Makdish the first Behema. You wanted to be with the ruts in here, the Kavana was that it shouldn't have its Kedusha be removed, but it's not like this is not an act of being Makdish both animals. This is an act of being Makdish the second. The ruts on the desire was that the first should remain Kaddish.
Uh-huh.
But you still would have said, so I would have said, Yav Mahani, so the act that you did is actually an act of transferring Kedusha, and that works.
I'm just saying the way I would have learned is a simple pshani of Mahani is that what you're trying to, everything that.
What you're trying to do actually was completely successful. The kavana though that both of you should be kadosh is not
okay.
Is not any.
All right, if you want to go that way, you.
You're not being makdish both animals here. You're being makdish the second animal.
All right, I understand what you're saying. Okay, so you can go with that. If you like, it's not the way I would have thought, but okay. We'll see if we'll make a difference or not. But I'm just pointing out is that the simple read in the Gemara seems to be at odds with the Gemara in Daf Tes. You could say it's only going for lo yachlifenu if you want to go that route. That all you're trying to do is just transfer it. That's what you're saying. You weren't trying to keep it. You just thought that it would be there. Okay. All right. You can go with that. Fine. All right. So the Rishash has a different problem with the Gemara. So if you go to the Gemara Daf Chavav, so the Mishnah rather says Harezu Chavav Ambe says Harezu Tachazu Tmurazu Chalifazu Harezu Tmura. Any one of those Lashonos will work. You say Harezu Tachazu. They'll all work for Tmura. Tachas Tmura and Chalifin. Zumuch lelos azu, ein zu tmura. But if you use the lashon of chil, that will not work to make a behema tmura. So when I asked lememra the tachas lishna dat fusihu, you're going to tell me that somehow the Mishnah, from the fact that it says that tachas works to make something tmura, so that implies that it's a lishna of hatfasa, something like that. Uriminu kotche berakabayis. Omar Khalifazu Tmurzu Lomerklum. Use the lashon of Khalifazu Tmurzu, it's nothing. Tachazu Mukhulel Salzu Dvarv Kayomim. So Tachas works for Berakabahis to be Machalit, to be Podit. And over here the lashon of Khil works also. Isaka Daitoch Lishnitit Fusihi, Mashna Resha Mashna Seifa. So if you're gonna say Tachas is the lashon of Hatfasa, so how come sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. The other ones, Khalifa Zu, Tmur Zu, only work by Kache Mizbeach. Omar Abaye, Tachas Mishkachas Lishnat Fusi Vlishdachur. And he goes on to demonstrate that from Sukkim. But Tachas could be either one. It could be a Lashon of Hatfasa, it could be a Lashon of Chil. So therefore, in regards to what context you're in, if you're speaking about Kache Berek Habayis, there's only seemingly Chil and Pidyon. So then Tachas will mean that, a Lashon of Chil, but in regards to Kach Mizbeach, it will be a Lashon of Hatfasa. So, number one, the Rishash doesn't spell this part of the question out, but number one, we just read the Gemara that says that lo yachlifenu and chalipin. The lashon chalipin implies teitzei zu v'tikani zu, which you would have put that together with chil. And the Gemara seems to be saying that lashon tmura, you need a lashon of hatfasa. The Rishash, you know, he asks more lamaisa. He says that, you know, if lo yachlifenu means teitzei zu v'tikani zu, why would it not work by kachet v'kavayis? What's the difference? And, you know, and clearly vice versa. If lo yachlifenu means teitzei zu v'tikani zu, so why would a lashon chil not work to make tmura? And it's lo amar klum. So what's the difference? You seemingly you're being mechaven to do the same thing, seemingly. So why would it work in one case and not the other? So that's his question. So. So there's two answers to this question that are exactly the opposite. Rav Yoshev says in Ha'aris, he says that Tmura is a real transfer. You're being maver the kedushas carbon from one behemoth to another behemoth. And he has a read in the Gemara Dav Zion that he suggests that the Isser to be Makdish Baal Mum, that there would be no Isser to be Memer onto Baal Mum, but there would be an Isser to do Chil onto Baal Mum. He discusses that. And he says that Tmura again is Havaras Kedusha from one behemoth to another behemoth, but he says Chil is that is your first Machal the Hekdish, and then you have a new hakdasha on what you're being poded with, but it's not considered a transfer. That's his teretz. The Dvar Avram says exactly the opposite. He says that, and just to finish off, Ruli Yashiv's pshat, he says, and therefore even though lo yachlifenu means teitzei zu v'tikani zu, he says it won't work for. It won't work for a chil, it won't work for a pidyon, because that's not what pidyon is. And he says chil is, that's not what tmura is. It's what the person has in mind when he says lo yachlifenu, and what chil means is a different act. He has in mind to do something very different. The Dvar Avraham gives the same teretz in just the opposite way. He says tmura is a new hakdasha. He says what you do is you're makdish one behema, and by doing so you want to be motzi the other behema to be chulin. He says ama shenkin chil, you're just transferring it from one to the other. So it's just interesting. They have and they say, and therefore they, you know, you don't need a lishna dat fusihu necessarily for tmura. It could be either chalipin or it could be a lashon of hatfasa, but chil is out of the question. That's what they say. So, what I wanted to do is, for this, I wanted to just try to bring a few rayas in. You know, I wanted to know right what I thought would be rayas to what chil is and what tmura is, and then go from there a little bit. So what some of Farshim actually say, we'll see later when the Gemara gets to the second half of the Gemara and wants to know about what's the case of Tmura B'Shal Acherim. So it speaks about if, let's say, the Behem Shal Acherim is the carbon and yours is Chulin, so you want to be Memra onto yours. So the Gemara says you can't do that because you ain't other Machdis B'Davar Shein Shalom. And the Gemara has to come on to, it has such a klal, and the Gemara explains that you could do that if the Balaam say called Rosh Elohim or Yavu V'yam. So, there are those, Rav Eliashiv is one of them, Rav Elchanan says it as well, that they understand that klal, you can only have such a klal of Eino D'Mavdus B'Dor V'Shein Shalom, would only be problematic by something where you're being Mamshech or Maver, the Kedusha, if you're not from one behemoth to the other one. If you're not doing anything to the behemoth's hektish or the carbon that you're dealing with, you're just using it as such a what?
Like a model,
like a mashal or a dimion. So then you can't You can't imagine such a klal.
At least without a pasuk.
Without a pasuk, yeah. Right, we don't know. It's not clear what the makar of this klal is, so that's their take on that. That's what I... Okay, yeah. Another one is, in regards to Tmura, so is the Gemara Testament base, when the Gemara discusses, it says, Omer Rishub ben Levi, Hekdash Rishon Mosav Chomish, Vein Hekdash Sheni Mosav Chomish. So there's a case of Hekdash Sheni, which is not Mosav Chomish, and the Gemara says that from the Drasha, is V'mamakdash Yigolas base of Yosef Chamishis, Makdash V'la Matfis. And both Rashi and the Rambam interpret V'la Matfis is referring to, or one of the things it's referring to is a Mamer. So again, if you have Hekdash Sheni, that you don't have to be most of a chomish. The Bible don't have to be most of a chomish, and Tmura is bechlal that. So, and then you know the Gemara starts asking shailas about, let's say if you're a meimer onto an ashim, then you lose it, and then it's nitak la'ola. So, when is shnei gufin v'kedusha aches, it calls a kedusha aches when it's still they're both in asham. So then that you'll have a din of hekdash sheni and you're not most of a chomish. But when it's a kedusha acheres, shnei gufin shnei kedushas, so then there's not hekdash sheni. So the one could say the simplest understanding of such a halacha, you can only call something hekdash sheni only if it's actually if you consider like a transfer from one carbon to another carbon. And I saw that Ruach Hanan in Kovet Shiurim, so he does bring this raya, and that would be relevant to that. And then,
when we're saying that into another matzah within Rosh Hashanah, that in order that makes sense, it has to be that I'm actually.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily imply that the din that we actually have from the pasuk that the second behemoth becomes kadosh is the result of some sort of drawing from the behemoth.
Right.
Shana.
It could be you
Rava, that the Chiddush HaTorah, especially according to, I'm saying it, it's possible for Rava, maybe for Bible, certainly for Rava, that it's not effective and the Torah. It wouldn't be effective just from the general din of Yavala Mahani, and it's the Chiddush HaTorah, so it's possible that it's, let's say, something the Quran called Hekdash HaTorah. It's the Torah's response to your attempt is to be Makdash the second Behema. So you could say that the problem in the Ma'at in Shalom is because the only thing which the Torah responds to by being Makdash that Behema is an attempt to access that Kedusha and somehow siphon it off and funnel it.
No, you're saying it's because you tried.
End, it's actually, exactly. In the end, it's actually not drawn from the behemoth Rishona, it's its own hektish from the Torah.
Right. Okay. But at least what you're trying to do,
exactly.
You're trying to transfer.
Exactly. Right.
Right. But if you interpret that Tmura and Lo Yachlifenu is not even considered trying to transfer it, you're saying you're trying even just to make it chulin. And what about a case of Lo Yomer, where it's they're both going to be kadosh? What do you say about that?
Meaning,
if lo yomer means that the trevayu kamakdash, so you want them both to stay
kadosh. Right.
So the simple pshat is that you're just like being matvis. You're doing. You don't want to do anything to the first behemoth.
No. I'm not sure you couldn't say that you're accessing the kedusha, saying I want that to extend somehow to that.
So yeah. So
that's not what ends up happening. Though that's not where the kedusha actually comes.
But you're
from.
Saying there's some sort of hamshacha that you're trying to do.
That was the act that was attempted.
Okay, so that's all.
Neutralized either for Rava probably because he has Lamahani, maybe for Bayit.
Right. Okay, but you would agree that it's not like that you're just being matish and you're just using the first one as it did.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all I want.
That would also explain the. Member Davashi Shalom, but in the end, it wouldn't necessarily imply that the Kedusha actually really is. The Kedusha of the second Behemoth really is just a Hamshacha from the Kedusha Rishon.
Well, I mean, if it's not a Hamshacha, why can't you do it then?
Because the Torah's response in being Makdish, the Behemoth, is only a response to an act of accessing the Kedusha of the Rishon.
Oh, I mean, you're saying you tried to be mamshich, but that's not what happened.
Right.
Okay, but
so
l'chol hapachas,
you
tried.
You could end up with the shalom, but still, let's say, you wouldn't have enough minas.
All right, the simple... I understand what you're saying. That's that. I wanted that much as well, just to say that at least you're trying at least to be mamshich.
But you basically say anything short of just the idea that you're using as a model and you're not serious at all. That's anything that doesn't rebound from what you tried to do with the other... I would fall into that category, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what you're saying also, but it's really what you're saying for Bamaya too. In other words,
well, the only thing that's really being excluded is you can actually say the point to explain it, you know, maybe in Shlomo, without saying that in the end the Kedusha really is a drawn.
You know, don't say it's drawn, but the point is that it isn't just a mechanism. It's not just a short form of trying to be mocked or something.
Yeah, right.
Although I think that seems extreme. On any level, anyway,
You have to use. You're using the carpet
only
for something.
That.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what Rebbe was saying with Yitzi's Kavur. The distinction between blood and
right.
Isn't that what Rebbe was saying?
I mean that to me, the Tosas and
what Rebbe was saying within
that's
the Tosas.
That's Hakdosha, but I don't think that means that it's just a model of. You know, this is what you have in mind and you just want to be Makdish. I think there's something in between that and saying that it's a transfer of the Kedusha. And it goes back to what I said in the first Chabura, but it was a little bit different. It's similar, but I feel like the extreme that's all that it would ever be would be just the mechanism to be Makdish, like you said before.
Right.
That seems off the radar. I mean, that's a little off the radar screen, even as a.
Okay. It's okay with me if it's off the radar screen. Yeah. I mean, I hear, yeah. It's, yeah, well.
The Shita, the one that you referred to earlier, says, maybe you're a Sha'amar Zoy Tumur Zoy, a Shayin Kavin Basha Yubishne and Kaidesh, Rak Sha'amar Basha Tumur. It sounds like the only problem
maybe
is that
the
wrong words. His intention is to be Makdish the second animal, just that he had a slip of the tongue and he said Tumur.
Right,
but he says that doesn't, I'm just saying, I think that's extreme.
More like a slip of the mind. Maybe he made a mistake and looked around in the beginning of the dark. He thought that's what it meant.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So now the last point about this I'd like to make, which is to me the most important one, is there is tmura by Bukhara, Maisa Behema. So that's not something you normally. You can't just be Makdish of Bukhara. You can't just. Out of any context, make Maisa Behema. But the fact that there is Tmura and you could do that, so that also to me, I think it's very difficult to say that it's not, that there's not a Hamshacha from one carbon to the other carbon. So that's the final point. And maybe we'll get back to, I'd like to get back to that point later also.
But there is a role of Kedusha's pet, at least being Makdish's pet.
Okay, but you're doing something. What?
They're not the same as
regular.
Right, they have other din. I mean, you can't be makrovit. You can't be makrovit from an zeris hakasim, and that. But it exists. You know, you can't do that. There's no such thing as doing that outside of being neighbor.
It almost suggests that there's two din within tura, that half of it is a half from shot.
Right.
Doesn't suggest it.
The question is, what there's a
simple
denominator. You're assuming there's enough common denominator.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that's a little different than the first time. Even the psukim for my sake are different. But the fact that you still call it Tura would imply that it's a common denominator. It seems to be difficult if it was just.
Right. If it's just a separate hakdasha, it's you're doing something that you could not have done outside of the context of Tura. Okay. So that's. Those are the points in regards to Tmura being a Hamshacha. So now I want to know about Chil. So again, some similar points about Chil. So you know you have the discussion in the Gemara in the bottom of Tesemet Aleph going to Tesemet Beis. Within the Manda Amar, you know, Boyer Ba'oven, Devar Omer, Eimim Mirin, Vechozim Mirin, that you can't be Meimer twice. So hifish ashem l'schaper bo v'hemer bo v'humam v'chil alach v'neschaper bo ashem achav v'nitak lo'olo mahu shi yomer bo. So and you know, and the Gemara speaks about, you know, Shaila's about Beis Gufim Kedusha Achas, you know, Kedusha Achas and Beis Gufim. So it, the Gemara speaks about that, that when you basically when you're machal, when you maimer one behema, then you're machalet, and then you want to be maimer again from the behema that you're machal. So the Gemara speaks about that being trei gufim kedusha achas, that it should be bechlal the din of ve'im mimir v'chozim mimir. So you get the impression from that that chil also is a that there is a hamshachas kedusha, and you're transferring it from one behemoth to another behemoth. And similarly, the din also of hektesheni, the Gemara also applies to chil that that again the sheni is not mosif hektesheni is not mosif a chomish, and the Gemara speaks of it the same way in that context of if you do chil, so and then you want to be poda that again, so is that bechlal the din of hektesheni, and again tushachas treguf, yeah. So that also the same kind of raya also implies that that there is some sort of hamshacha by chil. And the second point in regarding this is also similar to what I said in Tmura, is that we find chil by, let's say, chil ma'aser sheni, or your machal ma'aser sheni onto mos. Again, you can't just take mos and make them into mos ma'aser sheni. There's no such thing as that. Rather, you have to do chil to them, and they become mos ma'aser sheni. That to me would point to the fact that there is a havaras kedusha, and you're transferring it. That's what I would say about that.
I couldn't even say that it's just that's the procedure.
You could say the gzeris hakasim. There's gzeris hakasim and tzad hakasim.
You only have a status of mos.
That you could.
Ma'aser sheni.
That you have a right to be makdish. That you have a right to make this into mos ma'aser sheni. If you want to take it, I understand.
This is the din of Miles Mashashini, but it's not
right.
A transfer.
Right, but I agree. I thought of that. It's just to me the more simple understanding of such a concept would be is that you're just transferring. Meaning again, you're doing something you normally can't do. So again, you could say it's a gzeiras hakasa that.
The point is that it's the, yeah, it has to be Miles Mashashini.
Right, that's the din, is that you are able to be makdish, mos, or whatever you call it, makdish, mos, ma'aser sheni, in the context of Paris ma'aser sheni.
You're asking two different questions. You're saying one is this the result of your initiative, and the second is if you're discussing whether or not it comes where it comes from, is it a transfer, or is it just
right now I'm blurring those lines.
Right.
I'm just trying to show it's not a new hakdasha.
It's not a new hakdasha.
But whether or not it's the drawing from the original.
So
was
I will.
Because it was the focus between Rabbi Yashiv because he said chil.
That's not the way I understood
it. He's saying that it's a new, it's a chalas kedusha chadasha.
Right, he says it's hakdasha chadasha is the way it's written there. He says what you do is you do a maisa with the most, that you're makdish them, and mm-hmm. The thing is machul. That's
you think this is a rye again?
No, again, in the
unless I mean maybe you'll reinterpret what he says, but I'm just
again you're portraying a certain extreme when you're trying to they are portraying, let's say.
It's not
an initiative to create by means of references,
right.
New Hakdasha.
That's right. That's all. Yeah, that is all I want. So once you have this, that seemingly Tmura is some sort of Hamshachar, Avaras Kedusha, whatever you want to call it, and what?
And so is Chil.
You might want to say something different to explain the different Gemaras and why a lashon of chil doesn't work for Tmura, but it does for Kashav Erek Habayis, and the flip side, the lashon of Tmura doesn't work for Kashav Erek Habayis, but it does work for Kashav Mizbeach.
A few weeks ago, you're going to have a more fundamental question also, just what's the kavana, the difference.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. What's the difference? Right. What's the guy
what's
saying?
The guy
what's he trying to do? Yeah. What? And, you know, seemingly there's something different that they, one works and one, right. Okay, so just so a suggestion. That is interesting. There, I mean, all those shilas are interesting.
Well, yeah,
meaning, like, I don't know if there's
both neither. So that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Neither of them are just mechanisms to create a hakdasha by reference. They're all some sort of obviously the direction of that. As we also said, this before, is with the direction of the yavre by the time itself could be. You know, even if there's hamshacha or havara, it's kedusha from one day. So that's where you're going with this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, I do plan on getting into something like that. At some point. Okay. So just a suggestion how to work out this part of the Gemara before we get to the next part. Reb Chaim made this idea famous. It's probably the easiest part to understand of that Reb Chaim, but when he speaks the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, when he speaks about pidyon in general, pidyon hekdesh. So he speaks about it being a what it really is a kinyan kesef, and he points out it's, you know, kimat mafurish in a number of places. I'll just say some of it, like the Gemara, the Mishnah Kedusha and Daf Chav Ches is Rishus Gavo the kesef, Rishus Hedi b'Chazaka, which is Mishicha. And the Gemara explains what's the case of what does it mean Rishus Hagavol BeKesef. So it says Ketzad Rishus Hagavol BeKesef Gizber Shenas the most Behema Afilu Behema B'Sofa Ol Mekana. The Gizber could be Kona BeKesef and a Hedyid cannot. And then the case, and then later Mashul B'Mona LeHisbik Lufdosa Atshal M'Masayim. The Hedyid is does Meshicha to the Chepet Shel Hekdesh. And he does not do pidyon until it goes up in value. You know, some saying, "My time of nasan akesef bekomlo." That pidyon doesn't work until there is kesef. And so seemingly, that means it's all in the context of making a kinyan kesef. And that's even Rashi on the Mishnah says, "Rishus gavol bekesef first the most hektish konos." And you know, Achronim also point out that Rashi in Hazav speaks about most Dvar Torah, most Konos. He says that's from the din of Pidyon. That's learned from the din of Pidyon. So seemingly, it's a Kenyan Kesef. And just you know, the Rambam seemingly even says it in the Furish. That case that I just read in the Gemara, since the hektish ain't a nikne el bekesef, shenem of anasan a kesef v'kamlo. So you know a lot of he does a lot more with pidyon being a kinyan kesef. He speaks about, you know, making it chal acher zman, that the chil could be chal acher zman after you do it because it's a kinyan kesef. and things like that. So if you take on like that, so again, the way what you're doing is with pidyon, you're using kesef, and the kesef is being machal the carbon, or it's being machal the hekdesh, and the kesef, the chulin, is part of the ma'isachil. Mashen came with tmura and chalipin. That's not you're not using the behemoth chulin to be machlif the kedusha from one carbon to the other carbon, but you're just, it's not part of the ma'isa tmura. It's just you're being memer onto it, but it's not part of the ma'isa tmura.
You mean it being chulin as well?
It being chulin, you're not using it. Meaning with pidyon, you're using the kesef. The kesef is being machal, the hektish.
Why the prime? Another
right. So
why is that relevant?
So I was going to say, you don't need to go as
right.
far as that. Even if you just say that, even if you say not like Reb Chaim, and that that it's just a din that you use kesef to do a ma'aseh chil or something.
Right.
You can't do you can't be pulled to something to, that the chil should be chal achas man, is not a king.
Right.
Whatever goes on over there. I agree. It's
right.
still, I still think you would say, yes, I'm just illustrating. I was going to get back to how far, you know, if it's a Kenyan kesef, certainly pidyon is that you're using kesef be mechalad, and intuitively, even if you don't say like Rav Chaim, that's the way it is. And therefore, that's the differences between them. So therefore, the Gzeres HaKasu, the Chalipin, makes Tmura Huyu Tmura Siyah Kodesh, Chil is not Bechlal that, and Chalipin, using the Lashon Chalipin in regards to Hekdesh, also it means something very different than what Pidyon is. And I think this is relevant. I don't want to discuss this right now of how Kenyan Chalipin works. And, you know, seemingly that I would think that it would not work. You know, if the Lashon Chalipin doesn't work to be Poda Hekdesh, so then that means that Kenyan Chalipin also wouldn't work to do Pidyon. So I think it's...
We tell anyone that not the Chalipin.
Right, and which Pashas it's, I mean, it's Pashas, it's not, it comes out that it's not, that's what you're referring to? Kedushin?
Yeah. No, it was a whole discussion.
Right, okay. But I mean, right, okay. So, this is relevant to that. I don't want to discuss that. Okay, so that's the first part. Yeah. Right, for sure, but it's not part of the Maisa Tmura. Meaning you're using Kesef to do a Maisa Pidyon, and it's that the Chulin is doing the Chil. That's part of...
Or here, your Dibra is doing the Chil, and
yes.
You need the Chulin to put it on.
Yes.
And that explains the Xerxes Kesef that both the Makkabi is going through by Tmura, that you're trying to explain. I mean, once you have this distinction,
yeah, meaning why Lashon Chil doesn't work. So we find two Lashonos, let's say, in the Torah. You have Chalipin, which is Tezizu V'tikanezu, let's say, and Tmura, which seems to mean that they both should be Kaddish. So Chil is not Bechlal, either one of those, is what I'm saying. Yeah. All right. So then just the Hemshech Limur, which we mentioned about Eino Matzav Darvashena Shalal, that you can't do Tmura to Behemah Shal Acherim, a carbon Shal Acherim, unless they give you Rishos. So here also the Rishash asks, he says that doesn't seem to be true in other cases. He says the Mishnah in Nazir, I'll read the Mishnah in Nazir, if I brought it. All right, so the Mishnah Nazir says that someone says Harini Nazir and someone else says Va'ani. So then he's a Nazir, and Rishonim point out, you know, the Rif, the Rashba, Tosis, that Mishnah is clearly a case of Hatfasa, because the Mishnah says that Hutra Rishon, Hutra Kulon, Hutra Achron, then the first one is not. That if a Chacham, if the first Nazir is Shoal, his Nazirus, so then they're all nobody's a Nazir. So they say it's not, you see that the Mishnah is discussing Hatfasa, And it's not just, he's not just trying to latch on to his lashon that he's already nazir, so he's saying me too, but he's actually being matvis to the first naziris. So naziris is definitely, you know, that's something, you can't make someone else into nazir, that's something, that's a davar shein shalom. That's why I like it that he asked the kashas from that mishnah nazir, not from the fact, from the din that you could, you could ask the davar shein shalom to yourself, but here you have hadvasa to something you can't ever make, that's nizri iser, right? Nazir, you can never make something into someone else into nazir in any sort of way. So, and you see, you're being matzis b'davar shein shalom. That's his kasha. So, how do you fit that with the klal that the Gemara discusses here? So, So again, so in Kovet Shirim and Rav Yashiv also, so they do a similar. They discuss the same things.
The question is basically, what does it mean when you say what does the word mean when you say
why does it apply here?
Is it
here?
A klal, or is there some other application of this of if it's principle? Right?
Yeah. Why does it apply here and not over there? Is the question.
What? Well, I mean, the question really is, what does the Gemara says here? You know, the matzah is over shishalot.
There is
more.
Nazir, it seems.
Okay.
That's his question.
Just push shot in Nazir.
Mm-hmm.
When you the Rishonim speak out that it must be, because
they're discussing
Rishon as opposed to it just being something like him saying, I want to say everything that guy said. That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's why.
Because
you also have to say the Tocha de divorce. They say that's only because all you say is Va'ani, so we wouldn't know what you're saying.
But it's not because the guy's just saying, I want to be Chayev or whatever he's Chayev. If that was true and he was Matur his, it wouldn't Matur yours?
I guess so. If that's not, if you're saying that's just like a tonight, you're just saying I want to do the same thing as him. Yeah, it's that fasa. Is that it's all your Isser can only, your Naziris can only be Chal in as much as his is.
Is that because you're taking his Naziris onto you, or you're
so
just being
we'll
by
just
yourself exactly what he's
right,
doing?
So that's what I'm going to discuss.
Okay.
Then, just those Rishon that explicitly say it's Hadfasa is in the Gemara and Shavuos is discussing the Machlokes Abaye and Rava if there is Hadfasa b'Shavuos. So you know the Rif says, but in by Nedarim there is Hadfasa, like we see from this Mishnah and Nazir Tosis as well quotes this Mishnah, and the Rashba says, how do I know it's Hadfasa? Maybe it's Toch Ediva. So he brings that Raya that the Hutcha Rishon Shukulam.
We're assuming that the lashon, just because the lashon is the same in three areas of halacha, that the mechanism for transferring kedusha needs to be the same as well, and that the kedusha reacts the same way to the mechanism in all three places.
Right. So
are we assuming that for reasons other than the fact that it's just the same lashon in all places?
Well, I mean, just starting with the question. So some of the truths will be that they do work differently. But but you're right. That's, you know, the question is, you know, here it's being matvus darav shein shalom. There we call it hadvasa. So basically, how do you explain it?
Certainly
is
plenty
the question.
For the question.
Yeah. No, but that's, So what you're saying, so I'll start with that. So the Kovet Shirim and Rav Yashiv, they say that, again, they go, tmura is that you're making a hamshachas kedusha from one carbon to another behema. And they say Nedarim is not so. They say like what you were, the direction you were headed in, that Nedarim is when you're being matvis to something else. It's just for Lashon Neder that you're explaining what you're doing over here. And they say the halacha of Hutra Rishon Hutra Kulam is just that your Lashon is wrong then, because you didn't make an Neder, because you were saying that you want to be just like this person. And a chacham is oker and edul mafreya, so he was not a, he was not, it turns out he wasn't a nazir, so he didn't say anything. That's what they say. So we already discussed tmur being hamshacha, so we'll discuss a little bit hadfasa by, you know, is that necessarily true? So, I mean, so just, there is a, I meant to bring it, I wanted to read it, there's a the famous Ron in Shavuos where he speaks about that the Gemara there comes out, Rava holds it, that you matvis b'shavuos lav k'mos yishvuos m'pivdami. So what about Nidarim? So Rashi says Nidarim also there's no hatfasa, and that's even maybe even the simplest read in the Gemara over there within the Shach of Itarya. He says Nidarim there's no hatfasa. He says what about all these Gemaras where they have to be matvis b'dava another, a lot of Gemaras. So Rashi explains that. When we say that there's a hatfasa doesn't work, that's when your lashon is incomplete. That all you say is zeh kazeh. So he says that's not chal by nedarim or by shvuos. However, if you say kikir zeh asar alai kekarbon or kikir zeh or something like that, so he says then that's a good lashon neder, and then it's just you have to use the right you have to be told it on the right thing. It has to be a davar haba. It has to be a davar another that's ba aide neder or kedushas pek, something like that, and not a davar aser like machalos asurus or things like that. There are many who interpret when different mafarshim discuss this question if hatfas bin adarim is hamshachas kedusha, hamshachas iser, or if it's just for lashon neder. So they quote this Rashi that. That the whole issue of hatfasa is just tikkun lashon, and they think that Rashi means that even when you do use a full lashon, you're not actually being matvis in, you're not really being matvis into anything. It's just a lashon neder.
Couldn't that be the reason there's a chiluk between this lashon, according to Rabbah, between the saying out the full lashon which works and just saying zekazeh, because zekazeh really is drawing,
and maybe
right?
So I'm going to discuss something like what you're saying, not exactly. You're saying the lashon zeh kazeh means that you're trying to be mamshech
the
iser.
Right,
yeah, and when you say harei kikir zeh asar alai. So yeah, that's interesting. That could be. And in which case, according to Rashi, will learn. The Ritva says is how Rashi will learn like that. Mishnah Nazir is not relevant to anything. It's where you use. You know, when you need va'ani to make it into a yad, you have to have a full lashem nazirus. But the fact that you're connecting your nazirus to this other nazir is not real. It's just a lashem nazirus. You're not being mamshech his nazirus onto
yourself. Like not
ani
chamal.
Yeah.
Just ditto whatever you say.
Yeah, it's just ditto. Yeah. So there is a the Rif and most other mafarshim say that they say there is hatfasa by nedarim, and they bring the different gemaras understanding like that Mishnah in Nazir. They bring we'll discuss what they bring because it'll be relevant. So the famous Ran who wants to know what the difference is between nedarim and shvuos. So he says, Ikar neder is bat fasa. The definition of nidre iser is where you are matvis in something else. So the what a neder is, you have to say, let's say, kikir zeh asar alai, like something else. And he says, that's the way it works. He says, if there would be nothing to be matvis into, you couldn't have had a neder. He says, the only reason why you could have a parsha of nedarim is because there already is a parsha of Karbonus and Hektish. And that's all from the Gzeris HaKosov of Ish, that's what he understands, Gzeris HaKosov, Ish ki yudur neder, Lashem ha-chidu b'dover ha-nader, is that you have to be matfis b'dover ha-nader. And he says that, and this only applies by Nedarim, where he says it's mitzvasu b'kach, because he says Kodesh osa chalipin, that since we find that that you can't be machlif kodshim, seemingly pidyon he's referring to, and therefore it's something nedarim. He says it's also nisa kedusha. I meant to bring it, and he says you're mamshich and matvis. He uses as many adjectives like that as he can, and he says that's only you can only imagine hatfasa by yisuri kedusha. He says that's why nazirus, even though there's ikur and nazirus is not ba hatfasa, but he says that since it's an Issur Kedusha, that's something that is relevant to Hatfasa. So, you know, see at first glance, this is at odds with this shot. In you could maybe roll with Rashi to answer the why Einon Matzus Pidar Sheni Shalos only by Tmur and not by Hatfasas Nedarim. But if you take the Ran at first glance at face value, it seems to also, he says it's Amshachas Isser, and then seemingly it's the same thing as Tmur. So yes.
And you're saying it can't be that just drawing into or tapping into is required is a problem for it. That's not the source of the problem anymore, because that it's according to the Shita and Ron, that's what you have there.
Yeah, you're stuck with this. It's seemingly doing the same thing. So what is this cloud? You know, Matthew's with Darvish and Shalom.
Kedushas Nazir reacts the same way to attempts to do things to it as Kedushas Karma does.
I don't know. Should they? Why should they be different? Right, so you could be right, it's just, right, why would the klal apply to one and not the other? Aveinot matos p'tar v'shein shalom. Yeah, that's, right, that's the question. So,
one time... You're just asking what you asked before, which is does the fact of the...
I was saying,
is that a basis for a question?
The Ran is against what I'm saying. I'm just saying that even in spite of the Ran, I still have my answer or my question.
Right. I mean, I was.
Okay, but the same. Well,
yes.
it's not despite or because. It's the same question.
Yes, it is the same question.
Right.
Just, I'm asking the same question after the Ran as I asked before.
Right. So I mean, it has to be explained why
it's the Ran
more
doesn't add or mean it's just.
So the first thing. The first thing I'll say is that I'm not necessarily 100% impressed. I shouldn't say impressed. I'm not sold on the kasha in the first place, because I mentioned before that we do find that that nedarim, it's a mission nedarim. You can aser someone else's something that belongs to something else onto yourself. So where the makar is not. Anywhere that I know in the Gemara, there's a Reb Chaim in the Ginzei Agrach where he digs up a Sifrei Zuta, which has it drush from Chol Yotzim Piv Yasa, that there's a Reba that you could even aser onto Achirim. So wherever it comes
Achirim onto you.
I'm sorry, from Achirim onto yourself, yes. So once that's true, it could be that just already, we already know that klal is not, once you can aser something, maybe it's from Xeris HaKosov, that you can aser a Dover Shein Shalob and Nidre Issa onto yourself, so then it's a Dover Pasha, you can be Makdish, that you can be Matvis, and you don't learn that out from Hekdish. And the Ran actually at the beginning of Nidarim, the first thing he says is that you have Nidre Issa, you have Nidre Hekdish. He says Nidre Hekdish is you can't be makdish a darvish and a shalom. He says nidre iser is not like that. You can aser a darvish and a shalom onto yourself. So it could be that you could even read that as it's not you do read that. That's a steer to the cloud, not based on b'shusa. Af kol b'shu, nedarim you can aser onto yourself a darvish and a shalom. Maybe not onto anybody else, but then the whole. Maybe it's not so bad. Once you see such a halacha, so then it's a dover pasha, you can be matvis, a dover shein shalom.
Are you saying therefore the hatfasa would look like the same thing is not really the same thing? Or
no,
saying,
so then
itself?
You can call it the same thing as tfura,
but
it's just
but if I'm
you
still,
can.
But if I could have done it by just sort of ex nihilo, just introducing my own Yisur onto this thing, but I'm trying to use your chavetz to spread to this chavetz.
Well,
so what? How do I know that I can access
the thing
that you were ossered?
You know, maybe you could make like distinction between the two things, but like I could see that, you know,
I'm saying I want to get your Yisur that you made
yes,
into that chavetz and bring it onto this chavetz. So what is the fact that I could, if I wanted, make your chavetz ossered to me?
So, the cloud, the Eino Matz Dovshen Shel, as you know, we've been saying, it's not that, you know, this is the place where it appears. I don't know how to be Magder it, but, you know, you could understand it. You know, you can't use a Shams, you know, you can't, you know, let's say it's the Eino Matz Dovshen Shel, it somehow comes from that or something
from
like that.
From what? From
maybe that's the Makar, let's say something like that.
Eino Matz with why? It sounds like
okay, so let's say it's not. So, I'm saying that. You know that what you have to know what that klal means. It could mean that you don't have a right to, you know, make isurim on something or use the shtamshus to create isurim to other chafatzim with it. So, so I could definitely see that once you see you can aser dover shein shelo, even though it's not yours. So you're actually being meichel an isur on it. So just to be mamshich something from it, maybe is not such a stretch to do. You know, you're saying you could make a chiluk.
I think you're saying
you don't understand.
No, I'm saying I think I'm just trying to figure out. Are you saying that because that's a case, then clearly when I'm when I'm accessing that other person's isur, I'm not doing the same thing that I'm doing in tomorrow. You're not saying that. You're saying no. You're doing
yeah,
the same
saying,
exact thing.
I'm saying
because of the fact that you could answer and yourself.
I don't know
why that would.
So I'm saying then maybe you see that cloud does not apply by nitri isur. You know, the math of star change.
You don't think it's a
bialos
issue?
It is a bialos issue, but once you see Nidarim, you can ask for something that you don't have bialos on, so maybe you don't have those issues. Just like
or is that maybe because you're not taking from it, but you're like tapping into the chalos that it is, and it exists. There's something in between, that's what I thought you were about, you know, there's something in between just the mitzias or the echatensa that you're using as like a shortcut to create something or being mamshit from it, where you have to have ownership, or you're actually taking part of it, and you have to be an owner or have a connection with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also something, it exists as a halos, and you're tapping into that. So I thought maybe you were trying, I thought you were saying that the darim,
Hadfasa is working differently. That's what we're saying.
Right, because
so I mean I'm planning on getting to that even within the round that there's going to be a difference between Hadfas and Tumura. But I was just saying that even let's say they're the same exact thing, that you're being mamshech, that you can't make a distinction.
You're really being mamshech.
Let's say you take the round, let's say, you know, at face value. So then, but it's just that this cloud just doesn't apply to Nidre Isser, just like we find the way the round formulates it, the halach of in a Makdish Dar Vashem Shalom doesn't apply by Nidre Isser. It's not a stretch to say you see from that halacha that, you know, the matvus b'davishin
right.
Shalom.
What I was saying was that maybe because it's a common, I thought the common denominator of those two things is that you don't need to take it, you need to tap into the halos that it is. So that's what combines those two things.
So you don't have to take.
You don't have to be grabbing somebody else's neder, but when he creates a neder, there's something called the halos neder that you're in. Something that you can, which is different than just saying that,
oh, that you just mamshich.
Right.
Yes,
you mamshich in a totally different way.
That's
and the common denominator of Einan Amatish, Dover Shalom, and Shalom, and Einan Amatish, Bidover Shena Shalom.
Is the same exact thing.
Right.
Is the
is
function
that
the same that you can't take something from here and put it there?
Right.
I was going to get to something basically like that.
It could be.
Right now, I was saying not. I was saying it's just that maybe just the cloud doesn't apply in Nidre Isser from the fact that you see that.
We
can move on. I'll get to that. What?
The boundaries of Dharma Shem Shalom is the Dharma Basin.
That's what this is.
I'm trying to explain why and how.
Oh, that it's. That means you can ask the Dharma Shem Shalom. Really, because not the same thing as being matish dover shein shalom. That's what you're saying.
Or maybe you can even be matish dover shein shalom, and that's correct.
Oh, okay. Let me see. So he's explaining
saying,
why that cloud would be why you could ask a dover shein.
Two things would be what you're saying one is a raya for the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to explain what they have in common that they share. You're saying no, you're not saying that yet.
I'm not saying that
you're
yet.
Saying,
it could be what
oh,
I was going to say.
We see that the rules of Nadarim vis-a-vis Bailos or things like that
yeah.
are different.
Yeah.
And hence, maybe this whole cloud just is relaxed or doesn't
yeah.
apply.
Yeah, the next step, what I was going to say, I'm not sure if it might be semantics. I was
right.
what.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, no, it's maybe it could be the way Rebbe's saying it is a better way of saying it. I do find the Ran to be a very difficult thing to understand because the Ran puts all hatfasas together. He puts he quotes Ke'imra, he says Hareza also like a carbon. He quotes just a generic carbon as hatfasa, and he's calling that Hamshach's Kedusha. It itself is a very hard thing to understand. So even within the Ran of saying something's a Hamshach's Kedusha, so it could be, I guess like similar to what Rebbe was saying, tapping into it, but not actually transferring
right.
something that's in it. Is that you, when the Ran is saying you need in order to make Nidre Issa, you need a parsha of Nedarim, and you know, Kodesh Osa, the way he said.
You need a parsha of Korbanos.
Of Korbanos or Hekdesh. What did I say?
You said parsha of Nedarim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of Korbanos, to make a Neder. And all Kodesh Osa Chalipin, that what he says, once we see Kodesh Osa Chalipin, therefore it could also be Matvis, is the way he says it. It could be, it's just the, you can't have a Neder without using like a carbon as an Oser, but it's not Hamshachas Kedusha, so that you're not taking Kedusha from one carbon and putting it onto another carbon. And I mean, you could play around.
The Ran isn't saying that every time you do a neder, you're doing. I mean,
he
by
does.
Saying Hareza Asura a lot.
He does. Yeah.
Does he say Ikar?
Says Ikar Neder Atfasa means every time you're making a neder, you're also being Matfas. When you say Keep Yizer Asura Lai, so he says out that that's just there's Alach of Yodis in the Dharm that you don't have to be Mashlim your Dibur,
right.
but
right.
it's as if you're saying.
Does
he
say Hareza Khatas? What is
On a piece of bread?
Yeah.
So you're being matzah?
No, harizu chatas, an animal.
So then it's probably a chatas.
No, I understand that, but what is the yad, what is the fuller, what?
No, you finished. That's a full lashon. By Nidre Hekdesh.
Oh, you said Nidre Hekdesh?
Nidre Isser, Ikra Neder of Nidre Isser is bad fasa, he says. So if you say, Kikizeh Asar Alai, and you don't finish, he said that's called not finishing, it is Halach of Yodis
right.
that says that, you're holding a cup, so even though you only have the handle, but when you pick up the handle, you pick up the whole cup. So you, that's the yad of the cup. So you, you're really saying Hareza Asolai Kikarbon, and he's just saying that since in the Dharm he calls an Isser Kedusha, so. He says it's misos bekach to use like the parsha of Nidre Hekdesh to aser it, but you could say that it's not a hamshacha and just coming back to the when we're discussing Tmur that you could be maimer from a bukhar onto something else. It could be you can never imagine doing such a thing by if you're matvis if there's hadfasa by Nidre. By Kach Mizbeach, so when you're matvis to a Bukhar, it could be that's lom or klum, because it's not, the Ran doesn't mean that it's actually that you're being mamshech the Kedusha that already exists onto something else, but you're using the, that you could use a, since we find Kodesh Osa Chalipin, so it's misvas bekach to use the parsha of Karbonis to aser other behemoths or anything by the Dreyas. I've been thinking, you can play around with that a little bit, that, maybe even you could, some of the rayas that we were bringing about Tmura and Chilul, about, let's say, Hekdesh Sheni, so if you're Mosef a Chomish. So, Yesh L'Stafek, by Hadfasa, it could be you could imagine saying in the Ran that it is Hamshach HaSisra, and you'll call that Hekdesh Sheni since you need to use the carbon that you're doing, but you can never be matvis in a bukhar and things like that. I don't know what the answers are to them, but I think the door is open for those things. What? He says v'la matvis, but Rashi interprets that as tmura. Yeah, but yeah, you could say it means also all hatvasis. Yeah, yeah. You see from what?
From.
Oh, where he brings in hatvasa.
He says it's not like
unless this mean tmura.
What?
No,
mean,
oh, you're saying hatvasa?
Yeah,
okay.
Like
oh, okay. So, right. Yeah. Yes.
I think when the word semantic before occurred to me, that's the right word to use because tmura is a very unusual word in Torah.
Right.
It's a word used only for one situation. What makes tmura different? True, another animal becomes. The other animal doesn't take away what the first animal was. The first animal remains
right.
What he was, but he can't perform the duty of the cause. So you get another animal to do what he should have done, but you couldn't take away from him what he was.
So that's unique. We don't find that anywhere
what?
Else. And so, Rochal, so we don't find that anywhere else.
Because nowhere else, it's exactly a cluster. Nowhere else you find it in the Torah, a special word in the Torah.
Right.
Put it in there. And then the Torah goes out of its way to say that this remains yet.
Right.
So that word is it's a semantic thing. That word is different than all other things. But everything else, when you exchange, the thing that you exchange for is no longer what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it remains what it was.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is it couldn't do what it had to do.
Uh-huh.
It remained what it was.
So that's why it has a. That's why it's called
tmura. Therefore, you say that in such a case, so if you have the word muslefis, you have to be sure about muslefis. It's a good word. But maybe that word is the same thing. Muslefis, you exchange the duty I was supposed to be. You take the name and say, I don't want this name, I want to make it a carbon. I'll make it change it to make another carbon for it. It's a different animal for carbon. This animal doesn't maybe remain carbon. I don't know how
right.
I'm supposed to, I mean, but that would occur to me. That's a real Yuchedis, the Torah.
Yeah.
The Torah wing is a different name for it.
Yeah.
You say it's Muchlefet. I mean, would you say something
right.
else?
Right, yeah. I'm going to, you know, at this time, I'm going to get into, you know, what the Targum Uncle says about a little
okay.
bit. Maybe. But,
I don't know what you said, I remember.
Right, so I'll get to it. Maybe. I have it. So, anyway, yes, yeah, so I think you know it's you know I don't know the answer to those things, but once you see that it's not you know again you can't imagine being Makdish Bachar, but you can be Meimer Bachar. So that to me is you know you're really extending the existing Kedusha that's there, and that's the definition of Tmura. According to the Ram, that's not what Hatvasa by Nedarim is, because you're not extending anything when you're just Matvitz of the Parsha of Karbonis, and he's calling that a Hamshachas Kedusha, so it could be really the Ar Chalukin. So, yeah, that was that point in the run. So I wanted to get to the...
You could also say that even if the war actually is tapping into it and saying, I mean, Mamshech, but in the case of Tmura, you're actually transferring out of, off of
Tmura.
And that's something that you can't do unless you own it.
Sorry, say that again?
In the case of Tmura, you're actually, the method is through actually removing the Kedusha and placing it on the other person. Most of it in the Dharma.
I mean, what you're, by Lo Yachli Fenu, that's what you're trying to do.
Even if it's Lo Yamir, you can still say that, as I said before, that the end result is you want both things to be Kaddosh, but the method
mm-hmm.
by which this happens is actually through the removal. Let's say if you say that the Torah is Makdish, both animals.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiddush Torah is who Marzak Yeh Kodesh.
Mm-hmm.
And you want that you know that's what's going to happen, and you want that. But the method by which it happens is still involves your being removing, doing an act of removing the Kedusha and placing it on the Shem. Torah steps in then saying
it's not getting second. So you're saying it's just, and I'm going to get...
And then you'd say another mantra.
So I'm going to discuss something a little more extreme than what you're saying, but you're saying really it is, you are making some sort of exchange.
Or at least the process, had it been that the Torah allowed
okay.
it to be chal, would have been a complete removal
mm-hmm.
of the Kedusha.
All right, so then that's also different from that. So, okay.
And that makes sense. You can't do that if it's Ein HaShachat. You can't remove the Kedusha.
Right. that's how it's different from hadfasa nedarim, because you're not removing. You're saying by tmura you're removing something, by hadfasa you're not removing anything. Okay, yes. So the yes, I just wanted to just speak a little bit about the Rambam with hadfasa, and then come back to tmura. It might come back. It might be a similar result, but you know, we'll see. The Rambam Perek Alpha in Hilchos Nedarim, so he says, you know, he starts going through, I'll read some of them. This is Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, says, Home repairs Elu alai carbon, or Sha'amar Hare Hain ke carbon, or Sha'amar Lechaver Komasha Ochle Imcha alai carbon, he brings all these cases. Hare Elu Asur Nolo, Nesha Efshashi Yidar Adam carbon, Vyasa Behema, Sha'isachol carbon Vitesa. So he says, these are, you know, a carbon is a Dover Hanadar, you can Aser Pepeh, and so you're Matvis in that it works. You know, then in Halacha Ches, he says, "Well, Omer Peres Elo Alai, Omin Ploni Alai, Omasha Ochal Ploni Alai Kabase Chazer, or Kavruzar, or things like that." Elo Sitrefis, Harel Mutar Vein Kaneder Shi'efsha Shi'asa Dover Shein Abase Chazer Kabase Chazer. You can't make something into Abase Chazer; it's not a Dover another. And you know, he goes on. You know, he says, "You know, Zah Klal Kol Mason Dover Mutar Kedvar Masurim," so that you need it needs to be a Dover another. And then just one more halacha I want to read. So those are all cases where you're being matvis into a generic carbon. But he has even a case also in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin Ha'ilofan of Baser Kodesh Afilu Ha'il Baser Shlamen Achaz Rigas Damin Shu Motu Lazarim Vama Harei Hein Alayka Baser Zeh Harei Ilo Asurin Shlohitfis El Bikro Shai Asif. I'm sorry, I read it fast. A Baser Shlamen Lachaz Rigas Damin. So it's Motu Ba'achila. So you're matvis in that. He says, "Be'ikro kumatvis." You really have in mind, seemingly, I have in mind that it might be a das issue that you had in mind the shlamim before zrikas adam. Aval im hoye baser b'char imuf nei zrikas dam hareza aser im laachas zrikas dam hareza mutter. So the Rambam happens to be very difficult what he's doing with b'char, but he has a case here where you have a piece of it's not just the gen. He puts together something that's not just a generic iser, but you have basa b'char lefanecha, and your mat you say zeh kazeh. But then in Perek Gimel in Hilchos Nedarim, so he seemingly he reintroduces hadfasa. He says Perek Gimel halacha aleph. He says I brought dvarim yesh ben nedarim l'shvus bitui. One of them, there's four differences. One of them is hamatvis b'shvua pater u'nedarim chayim. He says the matvis b'shvua is pater and mashen kein nedarim in halacha gimel. So he says ketzad hamatvis b'nedarim chayiv, as if you never heard of hadfasa before, even though he had a whole parak. He had like eight halachas on them. He says shoma chaveru shenadar v'amr vani kamocha b'soch dei dibur hareza aser b'mashen neser b'chaveru. So you hear someone make a neder, you say vani kamocha, and you're usher in the same thing that he ushered onto himself. Shama Shlishi, Ba'omer Vani, Afilo Hayumeya, Vachol Echemen, Omer Vani, B'soch De Dibur, Shel Chaver Hare Kulin Asurin. You know, Vani, Vani, Vani. Then, Vachain Omer Habas Haze, Alai Usher, Vachozer, Ba'omer Afilo Acher Kamayam, Vapas Azoska Basar Haze. So first he asked Basar, then later, You said this piece of meat should be like this piece of bread should be like this piece of meat. Nitvisa v'nesra, and then you know chazvar medvash ze kapasa zos kulin asur. So he reintroduces hadfasa again, but they're all cases. These are all cases which he didn't discuss at all in Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph, he was discussing being matvis. You say hareza also like a carbon. And even in Halacha Tezvav, where he's speaking about Be'ikor Kamatvis, he uses the Lashon Hadfasa, but he says you have Basa B'chor Lefanecha, and you say Zeh Kazeh, so that's also seemingly different. And here it's specific, what Ram seems to me to be saying is that what he's calling Hadfasa that applies only by Nedarim and not by Shvuos is specifically when you're being Matvis in other Nidre Isser, which are exactly like it itself. And just in Perek Dalet, when he's speaking about Sheilas Chacham, so he speaks about if someone did Hatfasa, so Hutter Rishon Hutter Kulon, so the cases again, that he gives a few, he gives those examples that that he gave in Parag Gimel, of where there are other nedarim. So, while according to the Ran and Tosis also, when they speak about, you know, certainly when the Gemara says there's no hatfasa by shvuas, there's hatfasa by nedarim. You know, and they say, like we find, you say, Hare Zah Asa like a carbon, that it's Asa, and they quote that Mishnah in Nazir, and they interpret it as Hatfasa, because Hutter, Rishon Hutter Kulon, in the case, let's say, of you have a piece of Basa B'char L'fanecha and a Kikar, and you say, Zeh Kazeh, and then someone Shoal on the B'char. So, or even, let's say, you have a, you know, a Behema that's alive, it doesn't have to be Basa. So, so I would say it's a Dover Pashit according to them that Hutta Rishon Hutra Kulon. According to the Rambam, that would just according to the Rambam that he has two different prakim about Hatfasa, and when he speaks about Hutta Rishon Hutra Kulon, so that would imply that it's only really called Hatfasa when you do it from Zeh Kazeh of Nijve Isser, where it's the same exact thing. Parak Aleph, that kind of hadfasa maybe is just like a pirish or a dimin or something like that. So even though a chacham is oker the neder mafreya, but since before he was oker the neder mafreya, you have to treat it like a neder, so that pirish works even if he's matvis neder later, the hadfasa remains. But if you're matvis in specific nizrei iser that exist, so then hutter rishon hutter kulon, because there you have hadfasa that's more than just a pirish, that is some sort of hamshacha as well. So you definitely, in the Rambam, you don't have the hechrich of, you know, you have hatvasa to, you know, just a generic carbon or something like that. So one might get a little bit more nervous about being machalic in the hatvasa and say it's not really a hamshacha. Someone might. I'll just add to that. I'll just add to that the Rambam at the end of Perek Vav in Hilchos Erech Charom is a very difficult Rambam. He says, Hekdesh tos ain't a hekdesh. And he, you know, case that Omer Shor Shachar Shiyotzmi Besi Rishon Harehu Hekdesh. V'yotza Lovin ain't a hekdesh. So he said, the first one that's going to be black, that's black, that leaves my house is hekdesh, and that's not true. The first one that left is white. So the hekdesh is Nachal, and he proceeds a number of other cases. Then the Rambam says hitvis ba acheres v'amr zukuzu hare hashniya hektish. If you're matvis seemingly to the one that was just not chal, so the hatfasa is chal. So, you know, again, you have a hektish tos that's not chal, like Beis Hillel, and then you're matvis, so that is chal. So you know that's. That doesn't seem to make any sense at all, because it's chulim. What you're being matfis to is chulim. So the Kesef Mishnah rereads the Rambam. He says that what the Rambam means is that you're doing. He doesn't mean that you're matfis to something that you're matish betos, but he says hektish tos is enachal. He says if you do hatfasa betos, so that is chal. And the Lechem Mishnah says that he thinks, he goes to the Kesef Mishnah, but he says that you have to change the gears a little bit. It's not hitvis ba'acheres. He says hitvis ba'acheres. So hitvis ba'acheres betos. What? Because the way we have it in front of us is hitvis ba'acheres. It sounds like ba, the one we were just talking about. He has hit this be'acheres. Yeah. So, but you know, the same. You know, Mishal Melech goes with this pshat in the Rambam as well. That the Rambam is saying that hatfasa is chal betos, mashen kein hekdesh. And the Kesef Mishnah says the makar for that is that we find that tmura is chal betos. The Gemara later has a gzeris hakosav about that, and the Gemara in Nazir, when discussing Machloks Beisham Beisilf, Hektish is Chal Betos, Beisham says you should learn Hektish, Tchilas Hektish from Sof Hektish. And Beisilf says you don't learn Tchilas Hektish from Sof Hektish. So even though Tmura is Chal Betos, he says that's Sof Hektish, which I think also implies that there's a Hamshacha, that you know, you're doing or something, you're getting something, for it's Sof Hektish. So the Kesef Mishnah says, therefore, you know, there is no, you know, they don't have a makar for hadfasa being chalbatos, but he says therefore hadfasa as well is considered sof hektish when you're matfis in hektish, so it could be chalbatos.
Meaning the initial, the only thing we require is that level of das is the initial introduction of the kedusha.
Yes.
So just to continue it is not, even though you're not saying it's still a sovereign act that you have the ability to do it, but it just doesn't need that level.
Yeah, I'm not. I did play around with, you know, if Tamura is, you know, Mimela or if it,
right, you're not. You don't mean that.
I'm not getting involved in that. I have thought about that.
So that passes with Chora. Certainly is a an act that you're responsible for.
Okay. Yeah. I hear. It's hard to say now. And the way the Kesem Mishnah even says it is. He says Heched Matvis beHektish Gomer Lav Achusi Hektish Betos Elo Kitmura Mamish Havoy. That's the way he says it. You might get a little bit nervous being Macha. I think you still could say that they're different. That, you know, they're each a you could say, you know, one is that say like Hadfasa, even though it has to be a Zekazer in the same exact thing, but the, you know, you're using the carbon to aser, but you don't call it necessarily hamshacha, and you could still call that sof hektish. You could say things like that, but I hear being nervous, so I just want to point one last thing out, that, you know, the way we started, that lo yomer is speaking about that they're both, lo yomer d'chavai kumaktish luhu, so that seems to be the same thing as Hatfasa. The Sfas Emes, first of all, he said hey, that can't be that it's that you're just trying to. He says, what's wrong with just trying to be marbe hektish kedusha? He says, what he thinks is that what you're trying to do is that you're saying you're not going to be makar of the first one, and you're making that this one should not be hukro, but it should remain kaddish. But and this other one should be kaddish, and you'll be makrifit. That's what he says.
Why would somebody want to do that?
I don't know. So
much. Talk about us. One of them.
Right. I mean, he'll still lose financially.
Maybe he wants a better department.
So yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So that's one. I think there is a lot of merit to it, because what the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Tmura seems to be at odds with the Gemara, because the Rambam says that you have to try to give a tam, and he says that the tam for a tam mitzvah. So the Tam of Tur is that we're worried you're going to try to save a buck. So if you're, you know, if Lo Yomer, it means that you're trying to, you know, and it is around him giving Tam and Mitzvahs, but you'd want that the Tam would make sense the way he's describing what the Mitzvah is. If you want them both to be the same thing, so even the Sfas Emes doesn't get out of that, you know, how someone could be trying to make a buck. So maybe there'll be some. So we'll discuss something else.
Rambam low plugs it too.
Right, and maybe you could, you know, you low plug it like a rabbit hole, whichever way it is. You could low plug any sort of transfer is usher. And just going back to, you know, if you look the now I meant to have them in front of me, the different places where the Torah says the word tmura. If you look at Targum Onkelos. So, you know, Ana lo yachlifen of lo yomers. So the Targum says some lashon of chalifen lo yachlife, and lo yomer says lo yavar, and then, you know, by Harei hu tmuraso, he says hu chalifaso, and everywhere else where the Torah says tmura, so he always says chalifen, except for the part where it says lo yachlifen of lo yomer. So it could be it's just by Maase Behema, he says chalifin there.
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah.
You couldn't say lo yachlifen. Yeah.
things.
So yeah, so it could be that one would say he just can't say it twice. Lo yachli fenu, lo yachli fenu seems redundant. So there he said lo yaver, but maybe you would interpret it as meaning the same thing. Another thing is that Rabbeinu Gershom has a different girsa in the Gemara. He says beautiful lo yachli fenu, which is teitzei zu v'tikanei zu, but lo yomer the chavayu he has. Matzi Makdish Lahu. So the way I saw in that Dvar of Ram that I quoted earlier, so he mentions this Rabbeinu Gershom, and he says the way he reads it, I find Rabbeinu Gershom himself in the sugya very difficult to read. You could take it like he starts B'shal Acherim, he says when the Chulin B'shal Acherim, and the Gemara says, and Hemshech says not like that. But the way he interprets this Gersa at least is that you would have thought that lo yachli fenu, where you're dealing with the behemah shel acherim and you're making their carbon into chulin, so there where you don't, it's lo matzi makdish, you can't be masakin it after. So maybe there where you get malchus, but lo yomer, where they're both yours, so even though you're being mavir, it is teitzei zu v'tikanei zu, but since you have the ability to be misakin that, so you may have thought that you don't get malchus, that's not bichlal the lav, kamash malon, that it is. So, you know, the way he's going, there is room within Gersis or Ben Gershom to say in the Gemara that lo yomir, you're doing this in terms of teitzei zu v'tikanei zu is the same thing, and that would fit with the Ram at the end of Hilchos Tmura, and if that's true.
That's not halachically true.
It's not halachically true. It's what the guy. It's just what the words. What the guy is trying to do. What I mean.
He's thinking himself. I want to.
He's thinking himself by both.
And then I'll be makish again.
Yeah, and that's what lo yomer is. So then you could also say that the klal of ein adam matkus b'davashen shelo is specifically when it's not on the result of what's actually happening, but you can't a maaseh that doesn't make sense, so you can't do. So ein adam matkus b'davashen shelo only in this context that is open as a pshat, and just what has to be explained is that, you know, tmura doesn't work by kachi berek habayis, that this ram hilchos erechin is mefush that hadvasa does. So it could be because you could explain that in both these two ways, either because the lashon of tmura is something that's exeris hakasav who tmura siya kodesh only by kachi berek kachi mizbeach, but the exeris hakasav that we're not going to allow the transfer but they'll both be kodesh is only by will not apply to kachi berek habayis, so hadvasa will work, tmura will not, and it's different than chil like we explained earlier. Especially since it's mamon hekdesh.
Right,
especially since mamon hekdesh should be matvis b'davar. Yes, so if you say that it is actually right, so yeah, because it's mamon hekdesh, so you wouldn't be able to do it because of ein adam matvis b'davar shen shelo. Or you'll say that they are really chalak, like we were discussing earlier. What?
Like it brings up a separate marker for the fact that he's not too more of a
bad. Yeah.
Right.
No, I mean, that's fine. But even, let that be true, but it's just, once that is true, meaning the lashon that you used, since what you're trying to do, meaning the Gzeres HaKosin that Tmur doesn't work by Berek HaBayis says that even though you're trying to transfer Tetzis V'tikani Zu, Hu Tmur Asiye Kodesh, that they're both Kodesh, so that wouldn't apply to Berek HaBayis, and then Mimele you just can't do it. Mashen can add Fasa.
And also, it doesn't have to be, so that part of what, it doesn't work for a reason, it doesn't work because it's inconsistent with what Tmur is. Right? The Gzeres HaKosin is against the grain.
Yeah.
So there's a custom. Most
we wouldn't have known it without that there's a custom. Whereas
because you would have a different perspective of what Torah was.
Yeah.
Like any there's a
so yeah, so just bottom line about being matvis because you better kabayas and being maimer, that the fact that you can be matvis could either be because what you're saying is different from Torah, or because they really are working differently like we discussed.
Next week? We're still on Scott there, and then after.